Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Charles Wahl, producer and director of a movie, a short movie called The Mohel. Charles, good afternoon to you and thank you for being with me on 101.9 Chai FM.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me.
No, my absolute pleasure. More than that, I spent some time last night watching your movie and I'm very glad to be talking to you because now you can explain it to me. It's a difficult genre. It's a difficult genre. It's very concentrated. It's like reading a poem as opposed to a story. So it's very full, I suppose is the right word. So let's get to it because I really wanted to understand, who did you make the movie for? Why did you make the movie?
Well, the idea for the movie came from a conversation I had with another filmmaker friend of mine who's also Jewish. And I was just telling him some stories about what it's like to live in a community that, a smaller city that doesn't have a big Jewish community and kind of the challenges of of living that way here and also the challenges of having, like, a Brit Milah in a community like that. And then that led to a whole bunch of other stories about, like, aspects of the religion, you know, things that I'd seen, heard from family or other things. And then within a couple minutes, he was like, listen, man, you really got to make a movie about this, and
which you then went on to do. So yeah, what were you trying to say? Because clearly there was a lot of critique in that. I mean, the whole issue of the circumcision became very transactional, became about money, and I was wondering, was that a criticism? Was that something you'd experienced? Talk to me about that, this connection of the costs and the event.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I definitely wanted to examine the often transactional nature of religion. Because I don't think it's unique to Judaism. Like, I think it's the case with a lot of religions, you know, like churches are always asking for donations. You know, it's the same with synagogues,
sure.
A lot of different things. And, you know, whether, you know, you have to learn and go through these ceremonial steps, there's often money involved and a cost involved. And, you know, that ends up superseding, you know, some of the belief aspects of it sometimes, it seems like. And, you know, so that's why I thought that was something worth examining, particularly in a situation where, you know, this family's forced, or no, I shouldn't say forced, they, you know, they're expected to live a certain tradition, an old world tradition, but in a modern world, like, they live in a community where living this way is very difficult. And it puts added pressure on, you know, having a newborn child as well for the first time.
Well, and more than that, because the wife, if I remember correctly, was a convert to Judaism, perhaps not through the Orthodox strain, which was the expectation of some of the family members. So you were also giving what I thought was an interesting insight into current day Jewish community issues in America, where perhaps there are very different takes on Judaism within one particular family even.
Yes, that's definitely a real thing. Like, I know even myself, like, I'm Jewish. My mother is a Moroccan Jew. This is a Sephardic Jew. You know what I mean? And there's even certain, you know, there'd be certain synagogues in Israel where, like, she wouldn't be recognized just because she's a Sephardic Jew. You know what I mean? Or I wouldn't be, you know, because my father converted. And so that definitely is a real thing. Like, within the Jewish community themselves, there's, you know, a lot of difference of opinion over who does it right and who doesn't do it right.
Kind of difficult to have this conversation because I'm the only person who will have seen this movie, so I really don't want spoiler alerts. But I had a sense of foreboding at the beginning when there was a discussion as to whether you should have a medically qualified mohel as opposed to the one that happened to be coming in that you could share the costs with. Did you intend to give us the sense of foreboding that something could go wrong, might go wrong, and this could not end happily?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I definitely, that tone is definitely on purpose, right? Like, I wanted it to come across that it's a very kind of tense experience
you
for
succeeded.
Everybody, right?
You succeeded there very, very well, actually, because it took 5 minutes to get over that discomfort. And the movie's only, what, 7, 8, 9 minutes long at a push?
It's 14 minutes.
14. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. It went far more quickly than that. I can't talk to you about the end of the movie, which is a pity because I needed your explanation, but we're not going to go there because it's not a spoiler alert. You are premiering at a festival called SXSW or South By.
South by Southwest. Yeah, today. That's today.
It's today. You're premiering today. Yeah. So for the rest of us, those of us at the bottom of the continent of Africa who might want to see this movie, how do we go about it?
Well, right now it's available on South by Southwest, which is an online festival this year. It is, unfortunately, a lot of the films are geo-blocked, but it will be starting to play at more festivals around the world soon, hopefully.
What kind of feedback have you, has it been available for consumption? What kind of feedback have you had from those who have seen it?
Oh no, this is it today. Today is like the first time general audiences will actually be seeing it. I've only spoken to a few like close colleagues that have seen it and a couple members of the press. And so far it's been very positive reaction from people. And, although I did share it with a couple, other people, like, you know, in the Jewish community, because I wanted to get that sense. And like, it's definitely been different reactions within that way. It's all been positive, but there's definitely people have different opinions on it, which is something I expected. And I'm glad to hear.
Yeah. No, absolutely remarkable. I did watch it and I thought, who did you make it for? Who was your intended audience of this movie? Because it wasn't clear to me.
It's to me, the intended audience was essentially anyone who is, you know, wrestling with faith, is questioning faith, and like the pressure of living up to a certain faith. You know, even if you haven't grown up with like a deep religion, like we all have authority figures in our life who instill traditions and expectations on us and then end up coming down on us for some reason or another for not living up to those expectations. And that's really who it's for me, who I made it for.
Yeah, the other character that I found absolutely fascinating in the movie was the wife, the extent to which mm-hmm. she was actually prepared to go along with all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a real thing, you know, for a woman who converts to Judaism, you know, to have to go through that process to see that happen with their baby. Like, you know, it's not unique to Judaism. Like, people do it all the time, right? But like to, you know, not do it in a hospital and stuff like that. If you didn't grow up around it and don't know, like, you know, that it is safe and it's totally fine. It's definitely an uncomfortable thing for sure. I mean, I've seen it with my own wife. My wife converted to Judaism, so I've seen it there, and I've friends who have done it, who have spouses who have converted as well.
I found it challenging. I found it fascinating. I certainly felt that it's going to be one of those movies that are going to stay with you for longer time than you think it will. So you clearly created something powerful, because not everything does that.
Thank you.
No, I honestly, I don't know if the word enjoyment is right. I found it fascinating, yeah, thank you for that. Good luck for the premiere this evening. I hope it goes down well, and I look forward to watching other movies that you are going to produce in the future. Because I've got no doubt, you seem to be on a bit of a you presented at a cinema at the same festival apparently last year, and now this one, and I'm sure there's more coming our way as well.
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time to have me on and to watch the movie and talk about it.
Thank you, Charles Wall. That was the producer and director of The Mohel, a movie which is one of the more interesting and more challenging movies that I've watched in a very, very long time.